Gas chamber.
Mm-hmm. What federal and city employees, besides firemen and policemen, would you have to work in your neighborhood?
Garbage man, the mailman, the oil truck man. That's about all.
If a person, say, is a lawyer and he has a lot of friends in state government or something, what would you say that he has? What would you call a city employee who has no real job and no responsibilities? Performs no services but draws a salary?
I don't know. I just got a working man. Employee.
What would you call a large food store in a shopping center?
Grocery store.
What would you call a small neighborhood store?
The 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm. What would be a general name for something like 7-Eleven stores or something?
Jiffy Food Store.
Uh-huh. And what would you call all of these?
Minute Markets.
Uh-huh. Would you call a 7-Eleven a kind of, you call that a Jiffy Food Store? Mm-hmm. That's a special kind of?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Would you call all of these food stores together any kind of name? Like
Minute Markets.
Uh-huh. You might call something like a 7-Eleven a Minute Market, or?
Just Minute Markets.
Uh-huh. Where might you go and shop for special foods like cooked meats and vegetables and salads and expensive prepared foods and stuff?
The restaurant.
Uh-huh. And you might buy gourmet food or delicacies in a
restaurant.
Uh-huh. What kind of things do people have on in the kitchen to heat food? And
oven.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of things might they keep on a shelf or something to
heating pads or something?
Mm-hmm. You might cook toast in a
toaster.
And to heat food up pretty quick, you might put it in something small. It'd be a
electric range.
Uh-huh. And what about something that might sit on top of a
iron.
What would you call a coin-operated self-service laundry in the neighborhood?
Laundryette.
What would you call something you might throw your dirty clothes in?
The closet, what I just call it. In a laundry basket.
Uh-huh. Would there be a special name for a basket you might toss clothes in? What would you maybe clean a rug with?
Shampoo stuff.
And to get the dust out of it, you might use a
vacuum cleaner.
And all the dust would go into
a bag in it.
If you were mopping a floor, what might you use?
Mop.
Uh-huh. And you might dip the mop in a
soapy stuff.
Uh-huh.
And in a bucket.
What would you call an enclosed room